For his next visit to Langley, the first in 3 weeks, the candidate arrived in a caravan of shiny black vans. Lake entered the complex, losing escorts as he went, until finally he arrived at Mr. Maynard's formal office, and everyone else was left at the door. Alone, the two great men shook hands warmly and actually appeared happy to see one another. Important things first.
"Congratulations on Virginia," Teddy said.
Lake shrugged as if he wasn't sure.
"Thank you, in more ways than one." "It's a very impressive win, Mr. Lake," Teddy said. "Governor Terry worked hard there for a year. 2 months ago, he had commitments from every precinct captain in the state. He looked unbeatable. Now I think he's fading fast. It's often a disadvantage to be the front runner early in the race."
"Momentum is a strange animal in politics," Lake observed wisely.
"Cash is even stranger. Right now, Governor Terry can't find a dime because you've got it all. Money follows momentum."
"I'm sure I'll say this many times, Mr. Maynard, but, well, thanks. You've given me an opportunity I'd hardly dreamed of."
"Are you having any fun?"
"Not yet. If we win, the fun will come later."
"The fun starts next Tuesday, Mr. Lake, with Big Super Tuesday. New York, California, Massachusetts, Ohio, Georgia, Missouri, Maryland, Maine, Connecticut, all in one day. Almost 600 delegates."
Teddy's eyes were dancing as if he could almost count the votes.
"And you're ahead in every state, Mr. Lake. Can you believe it?"
"No, I cannot."
"It's true. And I believe that a landslide is coming on Little Super Tuesday. They love you down south, Mr. Lake. They love guns and tough talk and such, and right now they're falling in love with Aaron Lake. Next Tuesday will be fun, but the following Tuesday will be a romp."
Teddy Maynard was predicting a romp, and Lake couldn't help but smile. "What do the Russians think about my campaign?" he asked.
"At first they weren't concerned. Now they're watching closely. But you have to remember, there's no such thing as a Russian voice anymore. The free marketers speak favorably of you because they fear the communists. The hardliners are scared of you. It's very complex."
"And Chenkov?"
"I'm ashamed to say we're not that close to him yet. But we're working on it. We should have some ears in the vicinity soon."
Teddy tossed his papers onto his desk and rolled himself closer to Lake. The many wrinkles in his forehead pinched closer together, downward.
"Listen to me, Mr. Lake,"
he said, his voice much more somber.
"You have this thing won. You're something brand new, and the people like you. Keep the message simple. Our security is at risk. The world is not as safe as it looks. I'll take care of the money, and I'll certainly keep the country frightened. You keep your nose clean, and run hard."
"I'm running as hard as I can."
"Run harder. And no surprises, okay?"
"Certainly not." Lake wasn't sure what he meant by surprises, but he let it pass. Just a bit of grandfatherly wisdom, perhaps.